Proclamation number 4168 of 15th of November, 1947. God's Word, Purest Truth. Doubt. Love of God. The teachings you receive from me guarantee purest truth, and yet you oppose them with doubts. But you shall provide yourselves with the evidence, and can only do so if you live strictly according to my word, thus if you work according to my will. For then your life will be an uninterrupted activity of love, which will result in clearest realization and an absolutely certain feeling for truth. And make it your concern to constantly appeal to me myself for right thinking, and I will not let you go astray. I will walk beside you every step of the way if only you leave the guidance to me and confidently entrust yourselves to me. The term truth can only be applied to one thing: to knowledge which is imparted to you humans by me myself. You can accept this knowledge without any scrutiny, for it is surely understandable to you that a scrutiny of my word on your part would be presumptuous, since the scrutinizer as a human being does not possess the ability to judge right, and furthermore has no right to subject divine revelations to scrutiny. Instead, he must accept them unconditionally, even contrary to his own opinion, otherwise he would question his faith in God's working in this way. If he believes in God and his love, wisdom and omnipotence, he must take this faith as a basis and conclude that God's love wants to convey the pure truth to people, that God's wisdom offers people the right knowledge which is necessary and also helpful for their spiritual progress, and that God's omnipotence puts a stop to every deception by evil forces as soon as the human being appeals to him for his support. If you humans urgently bear all this in mind, then you will no longer oppose my words, for my fatherly love for you, my living creations, is exceedingly great. It wants to save you but never let you sink into thinking which has a damaging effect on your soul. Call upon me in thought, speak to me and listen to what I send to you as an answer. And then firmly rely on it, for I have both the power and the right to reject and keep away every evil force from you, and my love must be your guarantee that I do so, otherwise you could dispute my love, for does a father leave his children in darkness when they desire light and he can give light in abundance? Will a father have the heart to send a child, who is obedient to him and wants to fulfill his will, an error-ridden teaching? Consider this and all doubt must disappear in you. My love in you is boundless, thus it will only give you what you need and makes you mature spiritually. The pure truth which originates from me and can never ever be deformed by lower forces as long as you unite with me in prayer and ask for illumination of spirit. Then my spirit will descend upon you and teach you according to the fullest truth. Amen.